turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
Imagine for a second that you wake up to a burst pipe. Water is just actively pooling in your hallway.
Oh no, the absolute worst way to start a day.
Right, it's sewing into the baseboards, total panic. Or, you know, maybe you bite down on a piece of ice and instantly know you need an emergency dentist.
Yeah, that sharp pain is no.
Exactly. Just a couple of years ago, the behavioral loop for handling this was entirely standardized.
Yeah, 'cause muscle memory.
Totally. You'd pull out your phone, type like emergency plumber near me into Google, and start aggressively scrolling through a page of blue links.
You click a few, evaluate the landing pages.
Compare some service areas, maybe look at a couple reviews, and then make a call. But for a rapidly growing portion of the population, that entire user journey is just, well, it's completely extinct.
It really is. People aren't opening a browser to search anymore.
No, they're opening an app, talking to an AI assistant and demanding, hey, find me a highly rated plumber who can be here in 20 minutes and summarize their pricing.
And that expectation, the shift from seeking a directory to demanding a definitive concierge, it's huge.
Right.
People no longer want to do the labor of filtering the information themselves. They expect the system to synthesize the data, weigh the variables, and deliver the single best answer directly to their screen.
And that behavioral shift, which, I mean, feels so incredibly seamless to us as everyday users, is quietly causing a massive earthquake in the business world. So welcome to today's deep dive.
Glad to be here.
Our mission today is to explore how this exact pivot in search behavior is completely rewriting the fundamental rules of the internet, specifically for local businesses, right?
Yeah, local businesses are the ones feeling this the most right now.
For sure. To do this, we are unpacking a really heavily detailed brief published by Austin Code Monkey. They are an Austin-based agency with over 11 years in the trenches, so to speak.
Which is an eternity in the SEO world.
A literal eternity. And their data provides a very sobering roadmap of what this new ecosystem actually looks like. Whether you're a business owner trying to survive or just, you know, a curious user wondering how the AI decides what to show you, understanding this plumbing is critical.
What's fascinating here is the overarching theme in their analysis. It's really this concept of visibility versus invisibility.
Okay, visibility versus invisibility. Break that down for us.
Well, we are moving from traditional algorithmic ranking to generative conversational AI at a pace that is, frankly, catching a lot of established businesses off guard.
I bet.
The source material makes a really stark point.
Yeah.
If your business is digitally invisible to these AI models right now, you aren't just missing out on the early adopters.
Right. It's not just the tech-savvy crowd anymore.
Exactly. You are actively bleeding market share, and the gap between you and the competitors who are adapting is widening exponentially every single month.
Okay. Let's unpack this with some actual numbers. Let's look at the hard data Austin Code Monkey provided regarding that widening gap, because we aren't talking about a futuristic maybe here. Let's look at Google.
The big one.
The giant.
Yeah,
Google AI overviews, you know, those generated summaries sitting at the absolute top of the search results page, they are now triggering in more than 25% of all searches.
And emphasizing the timeline there is critical. That 25% trigger rate is up from just 13%. In early 2025.
Wow.
Yeah, it nearly doubled in a microscopic window of time.
Which means the real estate has fundamentally changed. If these AI summaries sit directly above the traditional organic results, they are just stealing the prime visibility.
They really are. Even if a business owner has spent years clawing their way to the number one organic spot.
Which takes so much time and money, right?
So much. But if an AI overview triggers, that hard-earned organic link is suddenly pushed below the fold. The user never even scrolls down to see it.
They just read the summary and move on. And that's just on Google's own turf. The shift becomes even more aggressive when you look at dedicated generative platforms.
Absolutely.
The data shows ChatGPT now commands roughly 55 to 60% of all AI referral traffic.
That's a massive chunk.
It's a monopoly almost.
Hey.
And the remainder of that pie is highly contested by Claude, Perplexity, and Google's Gemini.
And we have to remember, These platforms operate on a completely different philosophy than a traditional search engine.
Right.
A traditional engine is fundamentally an index. It evaluates billions of pages containing your keywords, weighs their domain authority, and essentially says, here is a rank list. Good luck.
Meaning it puts the entire burden of discovery and validation on you, the user. It used to be that search engines handed you a map to a vast library. They pointed you to the building, showed you the aisle, and, you know, left you to actually find the book and read it yourself.
It's a great way to put it.
But now the AI is just reading the most relevant paragraph aloud to you.
And because the AI is doing the reading, it has to decide which facts are actually accurate enough to read aloud. The source material captures this architectural shift with a very specific distinction.
Yeah, this is the line that really stuck out to me.
They state, and this is a direct quote, traditional SEO gets you found. AI search optimization gets you cited.
Gets you cited. That distinction, getting found versus getting cited, I mean, that changes the entire strategy, doesn't it?
Completely. AI engines don't want to just list URLs. Their core programming is to generate definitive, hallucination-free answers.
Because if they hallucinate, users lose trust immediately.
Exactly. So to accomplish that, they have to cite specific, verifiable businesses as authoritative sources in their output. Getting that citation from ChatGPT or Perplexity is basically the modern equivalent of the traditional first-page ranking.
Which naturally leads to the obvious mechanical question, right? How do you actually write a resume for a robot?
How do you prove you're the best answer?
Right. Like, what is the technical mechanism that makes an AI look at a local business's digital footprint and decide, yes, this is the definitive, authoritative answer worth citing?
Well, the foundation of that mechanism is what Austin CodeMonkey categorizes as AIO, or AI search optimization.
AIO.
Right. Some people also call it answer engine optimization or generative engine optimization.
Right.
But AIO operates on four highly technical interconnected disciplines.
Okay, let's go through them.
The first layer is structured data and schema markup.
Okay, let's break down the how of that. We hear the word schema tossed around in developer circles a lot. But practically speaking, this is just the machine-readable translation layer of a website, right?
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Think about how an AI actually processes information. When a human looks at a well-designed website, they use visual context.
Sure.
They see a picture of a wrench, a phone number in the top right corner, and the phrase, serving downtown Austin. And their brain instantly synthesizes, okay, this is a local plumber.
Right, it's obvious to us.
But AI crawlers do not have eyes. And parsing unstructured text takes immense computational power. They need you to explicitly feed them data in a standardized, machine-readable format.
Like JSON-LD, right?
Exactly. Schema markup is the code that explicitly tags individual elements on your site. It literally tells the crawler, hey, this specific string of numbers is a phone number.
Oh, I see.
These coordinates are our service area. This text block here is a customer review.
So it completely removes the computational guesswork. Because without that structured markup, the AI is forced to use natural language processing to just guess your business details based on surrounding context clues.
And they hate guessing.
Right. And according to the brief, when AI engines have to guess, they frequently hallucinate the details. Or, more likely, they just skip your business entirely in favor of a competitor who spoon-fed them the data in clean JSON-LD.
Which naturally leads us to the second discipline, entity optimization.
Entity optimization, okay.
Even if your schema markup perfectly translates your website's data, the AI still needs to verify that you actually exist in the physical world. It needs to ensure you aren't a digital ghost.
A digital ghost. Okay, let's unpack that. Because a business might have a beautiful website, right? It's just gorgeous. But to an AI, they might not actually be real. What makes a business an entity rather than a ghost?
Well, an entity in the context of an AI's knowledge graph is a verified node of information. AI models build their understanding of the world by cross-referencing databases.
Okay.
If your business only exists on your own website, you're a ghost. And AI won't cite you because it has no secondary proof you exist.
Oh, wow. So they don't just take your word for it?
Not at all. Entity optimization is the process of building intersecting nodes across trusted, authoritative databases.
Yeah.
So industry registries, government databases, local chambers of commerce.
I get it. So when the AI crawler sees your structured data on your site, and then it independently verifies those exact same data points across like 10 different high authority databases, you solidify into a verified entity.
Exactly. You become real to the machine.
That makes so much sense. So once you've proven you aren't a digital ghost, and AI trusts your existence, you still have to actually answer the user's specific query.
Right, which brings us to the third discipline, how the content itself is built,
which the source calls content architecture. Now, for years, the standard playbook was writing like thousands of words stuffed with awkward keywords to capture search volume, right?
Oh yeah, the dark ages of SEO. The era of, if you need a plumber in Austin, our Austin plumbers are the best plumbers in Austin.
Yes, reading those was the worst.
And now it's actively penalized by AI engines. LLMs use vector embeddings to match the user's intent with the most relevant information. They are looking for direct, concise answers.
So how should you write it now?
Your content architecture needs to mimic how a human expert would explain a concept. This means utilizing incredibly clear, descriptive H2 and H3 headings, followed immediately by direct, factual answers.
None of the fluff.
Zero fluff. You aren't writing to keep a user on the page for 5 minutes anymore. You're writing to give the AI crawler the exact snippet of information it needs to satisfy the prompt.
Fascinating. And even if your content is perfectly structured and directly answers the query, there is a fourth discipline that acts as a gatekeeper, right? Regular freshness signals. Because information decay is a massive problem for AI.
Huge problem. The data in the source material highlights Perplexity as the prime example of this.
What are they doing?
Currently, 50% of all the citations Perplexity generates are sourced from content published in the current calendar year.
Wait, really? 50%?
50%. If your site structure is flawless, but you haven't published an update, changed your hours, or posted new content in, say, 18 months, the AI's confidence in your entity just plummets.
Because things change.
Right. It assumes the business might have closed or changed hands, so it will bypass you for a competitor with fresher data.
Okay, but practically speaking, I have to push back on this on behalf of the listener.
Sure, go ahead.
If I am a local business owner and I have a finite marketing budget, and I'm seeing that Perplexity is aggressively prioritizing data from the last 12 months, shouldn't I just pause my traditional SEO spend entirely?
I see where you're going with that.
Like, why maintain the old infrastructure when I could just dump every dollar into feeding this new AIO machine?
This raises an important question, but it's a dangerous trap. It is a logical instinct, but abandoning traditional SEO would actually sabotage your AIO efforts completely. The source material is adamant that AIO does not replace traditional SEO. It sits directly on top of it.
Oh, I see. So if AIO is like the shiny new smartphone with all the conversational features.
Traditional SEO is the cellular network.
Yes, that's it.
That is a highly accurate way to visualize it. You can have the most advanced, perfectly optimized generative engine presence in the world. But if the underlying cellular network, your technical SEO, is broken, the AI simply drops the call.
It can't even reach you.
Exactly. If your site has terrible load speeds, broken redirects, or, you know, lacks mobile optimization, the AI crawler physically cannot index your beautifully written schema markup or your fresh content. Traditional technical SEO ensures the crawler can access the building. AIO determines what it reads once it gets inside.
Man, seeing how those mechanisms interact makes the Austin Code Monkey deep dive into local data much more compelling.
It really puts it in perspective.
Let's look at the concept of local SEO through this new lens, specifically the foundational pillar of NAT MAME address phone number. In the old algorithm days, a slight discrepancy was annoying but manageable. But in the AI era, it's catastrophic.
It's an instant fail. The brief uses the Saint versus Street discrepancy to illustrate how rigidly an AI evaluates confidence.
Right.
If a human looks at a Yelp profile listing 123 Main Saint with the abbreviation ST period and a website listing 123 Main Street spelled out, the human brain normalizes that data instantly. They know it's the same plumbing company.
Of course, but an LLM doesn't normalize it the same way. It views them as two potentially conflicting data points.
Yes.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Imagine a business's digital footprint is a detective suspect board. We've all seen the cork boards in police procedurals, the photographs pinned up, with red string physically connecting the evidence.
I love this analogy. The AI crawler is the detective mapping those connections.
Right, and it's tracing the red string from the schema markup on your website to your Yelp profile to your Apple Max listing to your state registry.
Everywhere you exist online.
Yep. If the strings are pulled perfectly tight-like, the name matches down to the LLC, the address syntax is identical, the phone number matches across every single node, the detective concludes the investigation, the entity is verified.
But what if one string is loose?
Exactly. If there is an old tracking phone number on some obscure local directory, or the address uses a suite number on Bing but not on Google,
the AI detective's confidence score drops. And because these generative engines are inherently risk-averse, I mean, their biggest PR nightmare is hallucinating bad information to a user, they simply drop the case.
They just walk away.
They will not risk citing a business with conflicting NAP data. They will just move down the list to the competitor whose suspect board is perfectly tight.
That demand for digital credibility also completely changes the strategy around backlinks, doesn't it? For a decade, businesses paid agencies to build hundreds of generic, high domain authority links from random blogs to boost their organic rank.
A very common tactic.
But the Austin CodeMonkey playbook argues that AI engines weigh local relevance entirely differently now.
Oh, it is a massive shift from quantity to hyperlocal quality. And AI evaluates the proximity signals of a link.
Proximity signals. Explain that.
Well, a backlink from a generic massive directory might pass traditional page rank, but it doesn't ground your entity in a physical location. However, a backlink from, say, the Austin American Statesman or a highly specific neighborhood blog, that acts as an undeniable geographic anchor.
Oh, that makes total sense. It proves to the AI that you are a legitimate, active participant in the local Austin economy.
Precisely. Which brings us to the absolute epicenter of local AI search. And what the source calls the single most underutilized asset for small businesses.
The Google Business Profile, the GBP.
The GDP. It has transcended being just a map listing. It is the primary data feed for Google's Gemini and the AI overviews. It dictates the local pack results. If your GBP is neglected, your AIO strategy is basically dead on arrival.
The critical failure point for most businesses is treating the GBP like a Yellow Pages listing. They set it up when they open the business and literally never look at it again.
Which is a huge mistake.
Right. In an AI-driven ecosystem, the GBP requires the active management of a social media channel. You have to actively utilize the Q&A section, preemptively seeding it with questions and detailed answers.
Yeah, so the AI has a repository of data to pull from when a user asks a highly specific query.
Exactly. And you also need a constant cadence of regular posts signaling to the crawler that the business is currently operating. Like, accurately updated holiday hours are a massive freshness signal.
They love updated hours. But above all of that, the AI is intensely scrutinizing your review ecosystem.
Yeah. And it's not just about having five stars, is it?
No. It's about the velocity of the reviews and how the business interacts with them.
Velocity, right?
A steady stream of fresh, detailed customer reviews, coupled with professional, keyword-rich responses from the owner, provides the exact localized, up-to-date data nodes and AI needs to confidently cite you as the best option.
Man, looking at all this, the schema, the entity verification, the relentless demand for freshness signals, I'm looking at the timeline of how fast this is moving.
It's moving at light speed.
Perplexity sourcing half its data from this year. Google Overviews doubling their trigger rate in a matter of months. The window to adapt feels incredibly narrow and frankly, a bit overwhelming. I mean, is investing in these new tactics just chasing a moving target?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it is a very brief, highly lucrative window. The urgency in the Austin CodeMonkey analysis stems from the fact that we are in the early adopter phase right now.
Right, the ground floor.
Exactly. The specific tools and interfaces will inevitably evolve, but the underlying mechanics of AIO trust, authority, structural clarity, and freshness, those are permanent.
Because whether the user is talking to ChatGPT, Claude, or, you know, a totally new model 5 years from now, those engines are all optimizing for the exact same endpoint, delivering the most accurate, trustworthy answer without hallucinating.
Yeah, that's their prime directive.
So if you build a digital infrastructure that flawlessly provides that, you insulate yourself from algorithmic turbulence.
You build a digital moat. The businesses that step in now and verify their entities, tighten their NAP data, and establish their freshness signals, they are going to become the default citations for these AI models.
And once you're the default, you're pretty safe.
Right. Once an AI engine has mathematically verified your business as the most trusted node for Austin Plumbing, displacing you becomes computationally difficult for a competitor who tries to start the process 2 years from now.
And we can see the tangible results of that moat in the data provided. Uh-huh. Austin CodeMonkey isn't just like modeling theory here. They have actively optimized over 200 Austin businesses.
They have a ton of real world data.
Yeah. And they are reporting a 340% average traffic increase for clients utilizing this framework.
A 340% increase is transformative.
Mm-hmm.
It's the difference between struggling to fill a schedule and actively expanding your service fleet.
Oh, for sure.
And it's all driven by understanding the mechanics of the AI crawler.
One of the most fascinating aspects of their playbook is how they leverage automation to maintain those crucial freshness signals without exhausting the business owner. Because who has time to reply to every single review every day?
Almost no one. Which is why they utilize a proprietary tool called Review Reply AI.
Review Reply AI, how does that work?
It is a brilliant technical solution to the freshness problem. Review Reply, Reply AI automatically ingests reviews from Google, Yelp, and Facebook, and generates highly relevant professional responses.
Oh, that's smart.
It maintains that continuous loop of activity the AI crawlers demand, proving the entity is alive, engaged, while totally removing the manual labor from the business owner.
They also emphasize the necessity of a baseline diagnostic, right?
Yeah.
They offer free SEO audits specifically designed to check a business's visibility in both traditional indexing and AI-generated results.
Which is step one.
Yeah, because you fundamentally cannot fix your detective board until you know exactly which red strings are broken.
It goes right back to the foundational cellular network analogy. You have to audit the technical infrastructure before you can build the generative strategy on top of it.
Well, the takeaway here is pretty undeniable. The entire paradigm of the internet has fundamentally shifted. It is no longer a tool that finds things for us. It is an assistant that answers things for us.
The assistant era is here.
Ensuring your digital presence is structured, machine readable, entity verified, and constantly refreshed, that is the only way to make sure you are the answer it gives.
You have to adapt your architecture to the conversational reality of the new web, or accept that you will be rendered invisible to the systems making the purchasing decisions.
But this brings up one final lingering thought for you to mull over as you go about your day. We spent this entire deep dive exploring the mechanics of getting the citation.
Right.
How to structure your data so the AI assistant reads your specific book aloud to the user.
The ultimate goal of the current landscape.
But consider the user experience of a perfectly executed AI search. If the AI assistant looks at your perfectly structured schema, verifies your entity, ingests your fresh reviews, and then gives the customer everything they could possibly need to know.
Your exact pricing, your availability, your contact info.
All of it, right there directly in the chat interface.
Mm-hmm.
If that happens, what happens to the concept of a website visit?
The zero-click search. It is the most profound dilemma of the new era.
It really is. If a business is successfully getting the citation, they are winning the AI game. But if the AI is providing such a perfect summary that the customer never actually needs to click the link to visit the beautiful website you built, how will local businesses need to evolve their conversion strategies?
That's the million-dollar question.
If the AI is keeping all the actual web traffic for itself, how do you capture that customer's dollar when they never land on your homepage? It's a whole new frontier. And it suggests the plumbing of the internet isn't just changing. The entire architecture of how we convert attention into revenue is next.
Something every business needs to think about.
Absolutely. Until next time, keep diving deep.
New from the Austin Code Monkey Underground Lab, the Austin Code Monkey AI Review Response Generator. Our SEO chimp got tired of writing review replies, so we built AI. Utilize it for your business because nobody opens their laptop excited to reply to Google, Yelp, Facebook, and TripAdvisor reviews. Visit Austin Code Monkey for more details at austincodemonkey.com.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com. Austin Code Monkey. Working all night, SEO is a making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the cold slinging king of the SEO show.